WAMW,
The General.
The General.
And a good morning to everybody. This is a special edition of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show, sponsored every Wednesday by Redbones Grill in Montgomery. And I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. And coach, typically on Wednesday nights, we are enjoying some food at Redbones, Cindy and her crew taking care of us. But this morning, a little different environment. And all I have to say is thank God for Bari Media.
Absolutely. These kids do a great job. They're the driving force of our school, really.
The driving force, is that what you're going to go with?
They are the driving force. As they go, we go.
Well, one of the things that happens every year is this is the busiest week of the year.
It is.
With basketball, junior high basketball is wrapping up, varsity's playing a couple games, and, of course, the girls' sectional. And for people who are involved in multiple things, there's just a lot of stuff going on this week. It really is. And that's, yep. You know, I told my wife it was kind of a blessing to have that snow day on Monday just to, you know, it was almost like chopping a day off the week, even though we all played that night.
Yeah, we still played Monday night. And obviously it's great to have this class because then we can get this in because, you know, we just didn't have any time to really squeeze things in this week. So, needed a night this week to be able to spend some time at home and get ready for this weekend because, like you said, we got girls sectional and we're going to be playing Friday, and there's no doubt that we're going to go over on Saturday and we're going to shock the world on Saturday. And then also we got a lot of little guys playing this weekend. Yeah. Our second graders through sixth graders are going to be here all weekend long playing here at Bar Eve, and 58 teams this week coming in. 58 teams coming in. And so we're excited about that, and it's just going to be a really busy time. And like you said, we added a game on Monday, so we ended up where we just needed to squeeze this show in, and thank God for Bari Media.
Well, that's what I've been saying for a long time. So we always break this coach's show. We break it down into three segments. We talk about the week that was, we talk about the week that is, and then we always have a little fun in the last segment. But the fun today is going to revolve around this green screen, and you may not have anything to do with what eventually ends up on the internet, because we have some maestros in the Bari Media class who can basically make anything happen. We've had the fiery pits of hell. We've had a blizzard. We've had tornadoes. We've had weather anomalies. We've had all sorts of stuff with the green screen.
Can we get Bob Knight throwing the chair?
Bob Knight throwing the chair behind you.
Okay.
All right. So last week, the week that was, Saturday night, homecoming at Bar Eve. You had Castle coming into town. And again, the Vikings, we played pretty well, pretty flawlessly. Grabbed a 15-point lead. And you knew Castle was going to make a run. Mm-hmm. And they did with Isaiah Swope. But I thought you guys kept your composure, steadied the ship, and made enough plays down the stretch to grab the win.
Yeah, it was a good weekend for us. We've been really busy, as you mentioned. We added that game on Monday. Started with that game on the road at Shoals, and Shoals came out and made a lot of shots, and it was close at the end of the first quarter, and we changed up our defense a little bit and got going, and were able to get out and get some baskets in transition. And then I thought our defense in the second and third quarter was really salty and made it really difficult for them to score. And the thing about looking at that basketball game is Shoals is not a bad basketball team. They've got some pieces there, and they're extremely well coached. And so for us to keep them from scoring in the second quarter and then only giving up 1 point in the third quarter, I thought was really good. And then you talk about the Saturday night game. I thought our guys got off to a really good start. I thought we shot it well. Really had the game under control at halftime, and then came out and you know, it's hard to play consistently well for 32 minutes. I think that's one of the most difficult things to do in basketball, is to play extremely well for 32 minutes. And so, unfortunately for us, when we didn't play well for the first 4 or 5 minutes of the third quarter, that's when Castle played really well. They made some shots. Swope got into the lane. And then, I thought we closed well, other than the fact that we just didn't contain Isaiah Swope very well. But, you know, he has 31 points. And, you know, if he goes to NAIA level or he goes to Division II level, he's going to dominate. I think he's a kid that can play Division I basketball. So, it was a good win for us. Lindley, was crowned homecoming queen. So congratulations to her for garnering the crown.
Yeah.
And you know,
she's won at the class the last 2 days. Is that normal?
Well, I think if we go beyond this week, Mike, that's when we need to start having some separation with the crown. But we'll let her go this week, especially with the snow day on Monday.
Yeah, right.
We'll let her continue to go through this week. But no, it was awesome that we were able to get homecoming in. And, you know, we talk about all the time what we're fortunate to be doing. And for these kids to get homecoming in and for us to have played 18 games to this point, I think it's really, really special, and we're really lucky.
And then something else that kind of popped up on the radar that I got to be honest, I follow this stuff as closely as anybody, and obviously I knew he was tracking in an incredible direction. Bryson Graber literally closing in on the all-time state assist record.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a subjective record, an objective record that you've got to go by the book, and there's no real, you know, FIBA says this, and the NBA and NCAA recognize an assist as this. You know, his assist now, he's at 722. Those are 722 earned assists. Those are not, you know, like I said, the FIBA recognizes assist as if you pass it to a guy and he gets fouled and he goes to the free throw line and he doesn't make the field goal, FIBA recognizes that as an assist. IHSA, NCAA, NBA doesn't. So, you know, when you're looking at the fact that he's got 722 assists, Mike, that is for sure he's contributed, you know, almost 1,450 points. Now, that's not taking into account the three-point field goals that guys have made off of that. So when you factor that in, you're looking at a guy that's accounted for somewhere in the realm of 1,800 points probably in his career just from dishing things out. And that to me is unbelievable. And like you said, the guys at Hickory Husker website, Lee Evans, who does an amazing job, Gene Milner, I reached out to those guys early in the season. They confirmed that to the best of their knowledge, the state record is 777, set by Mickey Hosier from Alexandria High School, who also was an Indian All-Star and played at Ball State. So 777 is what's recognized as a record. And Bryson, with seven assists against Wood Memorial the other night, now stands at 722.
722. That's certainly an incredible, incredible feat. Well, Wood Memorial on Monday night. I know it's your old stomping grounds, and we picked up a pretty convincing victory. But I know you like to go see some of your old mates down at Oakland City Wood Memorial.
Yeah, going into the gym, Connor Severe, who was best player that I coached when I was down there, he's walking out of the gym. He's coaching the eighth grade team now, and they were getting on the bus to go to Reveille, and we chatted for a little bit, and then. Zach Willis, a kid that played for me, was a senior on my first Wood Memorial team. He's an assistant coach for them now. And so Zach and I were able to talk a little bit before the game, and then we were able to go out and grab a bite to eat after the game. And so it's always nice to go back to those places, see guys that you coached. Tom Alvey, who's really special to me, that was the president of our booster club, he and I sat down and talked. Steve Killian and I, that was the AD down there, he and I are really close. We chatted, and then Dr. Brewster, retired superintendent, who gave me an opportunity to coach down there. He still does the announcing and sits there at the scores table. So it was good to catch up with Dr. Brewster.
All right. Well, that's going to do it here for segment one. The week that was, Bar Eve with a clean sweep, Shoals on Friday night over in Shoals, 78-27. A 61-54 victory over Castle on Saturday night here at Bar Eve on homecoming. And then, of course, a 67-29 victory at Wood Memorial on Monday night. So we are going to go ahead and take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll talk about the week that is. This is the Josh Thompson Coaches Show, sponsored by Red Bones Grill in Montgomery. We'll be back after this timeout. We're going to stay live on Facebook. It's the Josh Thompson Coaches Show. Back for the week that is. After this,
join WAMW as we broadcast live Thursday, February 4th from 11 to 1 at the new Purdue Farms Hiring and Recruitment Center, now located at 500 East National Highway next to Subway in Washington. We'll have food, prizes, and great career opportunities for you with a sign-on bonus. Bring two forms of ID, apply in person, and start your new career right away. Purdue Farms Hiring and Recruitment Center has a new location now at 500 East National Highway, next to Subway in Washington. Join us as we broadcast live Thursday, February 4th on WAMW. Brad Osman Auto Detailing in Washington takes pride in your ride. Getting it back to its original look, smell, and shine is what Brad strives for with each job. From small compact cars to large SUVs, put Brad Osman Auto Detailing on the job for you. Call 812-259-5385. From a wash and vacuum to the full detail, pricing varies based on the job. Brad Osman Auto Detailing is located across from the post office in Washington. Call 812-259-5385 to schedule your appointment today.
The COVID-19 vaccine is here. It's safe, effective, and it's our shot, Hoosiers. Seniors, long-term care residents, healthcare workers, and first responders are now eligible. If you or someone you know qualifies, go to ourshot.in.gov. Or for seniors, call 211 to learn how you can receive the vaccine. But remember, we need to keep wearing masks and following other protective measures to keep everyone safe. Because it's our shot, Hoosiers. Sponsored by the Indiana Department of Health, aired in cooperation with this station.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Hindsight is 2020. 2020 was a brutal year with a lot we couldn't control. Pandemic, economy, unemployment. What can we control? Our job, our career. Don't look back with 2020 hindsight next year and see yourself in that 2020 job. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Weather brought to you by the Chamber Restaurant on Main Street in downtown Washington. New winter hours at the Chamber. They're now serving lunch. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check out the new menu items and follow them on Facebook at the Chamber Restaurant in downtown Washington.
Here's a look at your forecast from the JT Express Weather Center. For tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy with lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, there's a 90% chance of rain with highs near 45. And Thursday night, there's a 90% chance of rain and snow with lows in the low 20s. Tomorrow, to round off the work week, it's partly sunny with a high around 34, and it's going to be partly cloudy in the night with lows near 19. Saturday, there's a 20% chance of rain and snow with highs in the mid-30s. And Saturday night, there's a 40% chance of snow showers with lows near 12 degrees. And that was a look at your weather from the JT Express Weather Center on WAMW.
And back on the Josh Thompson Coaches Show.
Can people on Facebook Live hear that intro music?
No, they can't. They, you've got to tune in on 95.9 and 101.3 to get that intro music, Josh.
The people out there on Facebook Live are really missing out.
They are. It's a catchy beat, isn't it?
It is.
So, as we talked about in the last segment, Coach, the Vikings with three victories, Shoals, Castle, and Wood Memorial, and that was the week that was. Now we talk about the week that is, and there's a lot of years where this is a two-game week. There's been times where, you know, Jasper has always traditionally been that Thursday night of girls sectional, mm-hmm. and then there's been times where we've played matinee basketball on Saturday afternoon before going over and watching the girls sectional on Saturday night. That's not the case this year. We've got our tournament for our little guys on this Saturday. So just one game on your docket. Let's talk about the Jasper Wildcats.
Well, Jasper's 4-7 right now, and I think a lot of people, when you just look at records, say, well, it's 4-7. It must not be very good this year. The thing that they're lacking, they had Jackson Kabrick last year, who was a really good guard for them. They don't have a big-time scorer, but they play a lot of guys. And you know, they've been kind of up and down in their scores. But the one that really catches my eye is their game last weekend when they played New Albany to an 8-point game. And New Albany is not the Romeo Langford New Albany, but they're still pretty good. And they've got some really good scorers and really good athletes. And so for Jasper to play them to an 8-point game, that really caught my eye. The Day kid, their point guard, is a really nice player. The Heichelbeck kid is a big kid who has kind of broken into their starting lineup. He's their second leading scorer. He's an inside-out kid, and if you look at him, you think, well, this kid at his size, and he's a really big, strong kid, you think, well, he's just going to play under the basket. But he has a really good ability to come out on the floor, and really for his size, he puts the ball on the floor pretty well, too. So he kind of makes him a tough guard as well. And then, of course, they've got the Berger kid back who has played 3 years now for Coach Gable, who's a really good football player for the Wildcats. And he just does a lot of little things. He's kind of a Tyson Knepp type guy on the defensive end. He can guard just about anybody. I wouldn't be surprised to see it at times, you know, even though he's 5'8", him in there, you know, trying to box out Kurt Hope. He's just all over the place. And then he just gives them a lot of leadership on the floor. So we're going to have to play really well when we go down there Thursday night.
And I know, you know, talking about the Cats, you really like their coach, John Gable. You respect him, and I know you say off the air you think he's one of the best coaches in the state of Indiana.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing that really impressed me about Coach Gable is you know, sometimes you get involved in rivalries and things are heated, and you know, and you know, sometimes coaches give you the cold shoulder on different things, but John Gable, when I was coaching at Vincennes, and he was at Jasper, was one of the most gentlemanly coaches that you're ever going to come across, and he goes about his business the same way all the time, and his kids play extremely hard. They're not dirty, but they play extremely hard. They're going to get after you defensively. They're going to box you out every time that a shot goes up. They just play the game the right way, and this year, even though they don't have an extremely talented shooter, big-time scorer, they're just finding ways to manufacture points, and you know, they run that flex post offense, and they run some other quick hitter sets, but his kids just do things the right way. And I've just always been a big fan of John. And, you know, at the end of the day, we both wanted to win games. And since I've been coaching at Bar Even, we've been going against his kids. You know, at the end of the game, it's, you know, it's a handshake, and we wish each other the best of luck. Another thing that John does that a lot of people don't realize is teams that they play that win a sectional, like, he sends a card, you know, and it's a handwritten card, and then he has all of his team sign it. And just little things like that that John does that go unseen. I don't know that people truly appreciate how good of a coach John is.
Let's have a flashback. One of those games, I remember, you know, a lot of those schools typically have later JV starts. So, you know, fun fact here, fanboying out a little bit, one of the things that I like to do back in the day is after the Vikings were done doing whatever, me and Amber, whether we were driving from a game or we would turn on 92.1 WZDM and we would listen to the end of the Alices and the Fighting Thompsons play whoever you guys were playing.
Yeah.
And the Jasper game, your first year at Vincennes, that's I think that's the most insane I've ever heard a crowd and a radio announcer go to a basketball game before.
Yeah, that was pretty insane. And what's crazy about the ending of that game, and again, go back to just how classy John is. I mean, obviously we won and, you know, we were hysterical. I was hysterical after that win. But then there's John, and he just met me at the scores table, shaking hands, and he knew that was a huge win for us, especially with kind of how our season was going that year. But that play was actually a busted play. We were trying to get the ball to Grant Oxman. They did a great job defensively covering Grant, and Caden Cotter was actually the guy that was supposed to be setting a flat ball screen for Grant once he got the ball. And so he had to be the relief valve, and he took two dribbles and let one fly from the volleyball line and banked it in.
Just like you drew it up.
Just exactly like we drew it up. But, yeah, and you know, talking about that stuff, I mean, the kids that you coach, you know, we talked about the Wood Memorial game and running into those guys. Like Caden Cotter is one of the greatest kids I've ever coached, and he's a wide receiver at Air Force Academy now.
Yeah.
And, you know, just how great of a kid he is. But you think back about that moment, and every year when that pops up in Facebook memories, you know, he and I reach out to each other and you know, kind of reminisce about that shot.
So, Jasper on Thursday. Talk a little bit about next week.
Well, next week we got South Knox, and we got this trip to Rock Creek Academy. I know that you're fired up about on Saturday.
Yeah, anytime you get to go to Rock Creek Academy on a Saturday, you got to do it.
You know, but they do have a new gym down there, and it's kind of a neat.
I've heard it's a nice place.
You're gonna feel really at home, Mike. No. Next week we got South Knox, and that is for the conference championship. We're sitting at 7-0 right now in the blue chip, and I know that Albert. That's a big deal to Albert, and it's a big deal to a lot of people to win a conference championship, and obviously that's nice, and it's one of our season goals. So we could wrap that up at home next Friday. And then on Saturday, we travel to Rock Creek Academy. And we're still looking for a game the week of the 20th. And for anybody that's out there that's a basketball fan, you don't need to don't feel like you need to reach out to me and tell me, hey, so-and-so has a game on the 20th. I've contacted everybody east of Colorado, east of the Rockies, to try to play. We thought we had a couple games locked up, and they just didn't work out. We're going to end up fighting another game, but we're still on the look for that.
Yeah, certainly. And you know, last Wednesday on the coaches show, you know, there was a brief fleeting moment last week where we thought, hey, we're playing Silver Creek.
Yeah, literally from about 8 in the morning until about 8:30, we thought there was a really good possibility that Chris Winkler needed to get the bus fired up and that we would be going down on a Tuesday night to play Silver Creek, and that just didn't work out. Not that Silver Creek didn't want to play us that night. It's just that they thought that they had something else worked out down the road with Evansville Rights, and that may still happen, may not. We thought for a little bit we were headed down to play Silver Creek.
So are you saying people are ducking the Vikings?
No, not at all. Not at all. No, and we could – there's still a possibility that we could play Silver Creek.
And then real quickly here as we kind of wrap up segment two, big weekend, the Storm the Court tournament. You were telling me 58 little teams coming in here to Montgomery this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. The best part about hosting those things is that our kids get to play here, and you know, I don't think those kids realize that, but I know parents and coaches have told me that it's great to just be able to come down here and play. This year the format's a little bit different. It's not a tournament; it's more of a shootout set up, and we're playing teams in pods to try to avoid, you know, a bunch of contact tracing and stuff like that. But, you know, we talk about how fortunate we are to be playing. We had a second grade team that had to drop out yesterday because they have three kids that got put out via contact tracing. So, you know, this stuff with COVID is not just affecting high school teams and college teams. I mean, it's all the way down. The nice thing is that these little guys that are second through sixth graders, they've got a lot of years of basketball in front of them.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for segment two. That's the week that is. As Bar Even Jasper getting ready, and you can hear that action tomorrow night on our normal network of stations, 95.9, 101.3. Of course, we'll have the Bar Even Media crew there doing the Facebook live stream as well, and hopefully it's a good night in Jasper for both the JV and the varsity.
Now, next week, are Hannah, Anna, and JC all three going to Rock Creek Academy to run the film for Facebook Live?
I at this point, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I'm amazed at during these COVID times at the lengths that people will go to try to get into a basketball game.
Well, and then there's also several Buffalo Wild Wings in between here. And there, so.
I can go for that, a little Asian zing. So, all right, segment one, segment two in the books. And as we talked about segment three, we always try to have a little bit of fun. And this week, Josh, I am going in segment three. I'm just going to go off.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
That's fair enough.
All right. We'll be back for segment three of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show after our final timeout.
Four-star country. The General.
It's the big tax time sale underway now at Elvis Music and Sound on Washington Avenue in Vincennes. Everything marked down at unbelievable savings for you. Guitars and amps, bass guitars, lighting, speakers, and accessories. You name it, they got it at Elvis Music and Sound. Serving this area for over 40 years with the best sound for schools, churches, weddings, parties, and more. Remember, Brett and the team at Elvis Music and Sound will always match or beat any online offer. Shop local first. Visit Elvis Music and Sound, Washington Avenue in Vincennes during the big tax time sale. And save like never before. Shop online at alvasound.com. Here's Charlene, a resident at the Ketchum Memorial Center in Odin, talking about her experience at Ketchum Memorial.
This nursing home has always been a part of my life. Because I always known it was a good nursing home. I knew that they took good care of people. They always seen that everybody was taken care of. They were always clean. Everybody's here that I know I like. Every morning when I go out to breakfast, there's certain everybody that's there. I go around and say good morning to them and hold their hand. But he wants to hold my hand, so it's a man, so why not? I may be 85, but I haven't fell in the creek yet.
For more details, call the Ketch Memorial Center in Odin at 812-636-4920.
That's the sound of NyQuil Severe, hard at work. NyQuil Severe is the best sleep with a cold medicine. No tossing and turning, just rest and recovery. So you're ready to take on tomorrow. For powerful relief of your worst cold and flu symptoms, try NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, best sleep with a cold medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Liberty.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Well, as the world's blandest man, the idea of insurance made for me is almost riveting.
Big fan of beige?
I find other neutrals too unpredictable.
That's cool. Liberty Mutual's just here to protect your home with customized insurance.
And here we've got my doorstop collection.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
You took an antacid, and now your frequent heartburn's back. Stop heartburn before it begins with Prilosec OTC. Its unique delayed-release formula blocks heartburn at the source for 24 hours, so you can extinguish heartburn before it starts. Make the switch to Prilosec OTC today and live heartburn-free. Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Weather brought to you by Troy Stahl at Fort Knox Investment Management.
For all your investment, retirement, and financial planning needs, work with a name you know and trust. Call the investment professionals at 812-254-3375. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Here's a look at your forecast from the JT Express Weather Center. For tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy with lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, there's a 90% chance of rain with highs near 45. And Thursday night, there's a 90% chance of rain and snow with lows in the low 20s. Tomorrow, to round off the work week, it's partly sunny with a high around 34, and it's going to be partly cloudy in the night with lows near 19. Saturday, there's a 20% chance of rain and snow with highs in the mid-30s. And Saturday night, there's a 40% chance of snow showers with lows near 12 degrees. And that was a look at your weather from the JT Express Weather Center on WAMW.
Four-star country, the General.
Third and final segment of the Josh Thompson Coaches Show. Every Wednesday, sponsored by our really great friends, Red Bones Grill, in Montgomery, Larry and Cindy. And it is the best dinner slash post-game slash whatever spot you want to get in, Josh. It's almost like on the weekends when we don't have a Red Bones night. It's almost like you're cheating on somebody almost.
It's an oddity.
It really is.
But to that point, we talked about our little kids tournament this weekend. Sure. We're going to have Red Bones Pizza.
Very good.
Yep.
So Cindy and her gang going to fire up.
After you and your team win the Blue Chip Championship on Saturday, come in, eat Red Bones Pizza out of the concession.
Do we have to pay $2 a slice for it?
Well, we'll give it 50% off.
Oh, thank you. That is wonderful.
Just for you.
All right, so segment one, segment two, the week that was, the week that is. Segment three, it's always my favorite, and we have talked about wrestling. We've talked about conspiracy theories.
Yes.
We have talked about parenting.
Mm-hmm.
We have talked about...
And by the way, my daughter's in here in the class.
Daughter's in this class. We have talked about... we've done some political talk.
Talked about snow days, what we love to do on snow days.
Snow days was last week. And this week, Coach, I'm going all in. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Like all in, like you and your son playing poker?
Yes, all in. That is correct. Topic today is, why is country music in the year 2021 horrible? And country music pre-2000s, old country, just 11 times better than the crap that we hear today.
Well, you know, I'm just bewildered sometimes when I turn on some of these stations.
We're bro country.
And I do have to give the general a lot of credit,
yes,
for playing, I guess now what we would refer to as classical country.
Yes.
From the 80s and 90s. But you know what? To that point, you know, I've been listening to a lot lately.
What's that?
Garth Brooks. I've been going back.
Been listening to Garth.
Been listening to a lot of Garth. Beaches of Cheyenne is one of my favorites. What She's Doing Now. I mean,
when
he just breaks down on the steps at a live concert,
yeah,
and just holds a guitar and he sings What She's Doing Now.
What She's Doing Now is an all-time banger.
Yes.
I mean, it really is.
It is.
But, you know, the people emulating the George Straits and the Alabamas and the
mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, every time a hot new country artist comes out, I always tell the kids, hey, just wait a couple of years. You can see him at the Du Bois County Fair. Just don't get all worked up about it right now.
Absolutely. Well, I know you worked at the radio station in Petersburg growing up, but, like, you know, when Marty Stewart and Travis Tritt come on, like, I get a little giddy. But
my uncle and Travis Tritt actually do, what's the word I'm looking for? They do charity shows together where my uncle does speed painting and Travis Tritt plays and sings. So yeah. that is a true story. I can show you some Facebook pictures in just a second.
I did not know that, but Travis Tritt's one of my favorites. And, you know, I always loved the story about how he had to give the disclaimer at his concerts about not throwing quarters onto the stage because he didn't want himself or the band to be injured whenever he was singing.
Why the quarters? Because...
Here's a quarter. Call someone who cares.
Yeah, and that song was basically directed at whom? Do you remember?
I don't.
Oh, yeah. He and Billy Ray Cyrus. They were the original country feud.
Oh,
Billy
really?
Ray Cyrus didn't wear cowboy boots. He wore tennis shoes.
Okay.
Breaky Heart.
Okay, I did not know that.
So there you have it. So, all right. So,
real talk quick, about one-hit wonders.
Talk about one-hit wonders. So, if you had to put your old country music, you know, your top three. What are you going with?
Oh, wow. Well, you know I'm a huge Alabama fan.
Yeah.
Love Alabama. Song of the South. I actually, whenever I taught history, Song of the South was part of my curriculum.
It should be. So
Alabama is definitely up there at the top of the list. Garth Brooks, and then big fan of George Strait.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a good top three. I've got no qualms with that whatsoever. Yeah. Well, Coach, it's been another fun week here on the Josh Thompson Coaches Show. And head down to Jasper tomorrow night. And real quick here, attendance restrictions, what do we know?
Well, I'm not exactly sure what's going on the Jasper side, but we were given 100 tickets, and that was all sold online. And so if you weren't probably immediate family of the players or the coaches, best way to catch things is going to be online on Barry Media. But that going back to the attendance restrictions, Mike, that's one of the big reasons why we're trying to add another home game is because with us getting into the Orange, it was awesome to have our pep band, our cheerleaders, have some fans here the other night. I really appreciate our fans. I wasn't obviously paying attention to the crowd, but I had a lot of people give me a lot of positive feedback about our fans masking up and doing everything they can do to make sure these girls can finish their season and that these guys finish their season, and then we get rolling right into spring sports.
Yeah, if you would have told me back in July that, hey, the girls are literally on the doorstep of wrapping up their, you know, their second sports season, fall sports, winter sports, I would have said no chance. And,
absolutely.
And here we are in sectional week. Well, Coach, thanks for coming on. Best of luck, and we will talk to you in Jasper tomorrow.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, that's Barre basketball coach Josh Thompson. It has been the Josh Thompson Coaches Show from the Barre Media Room this morning, and you'll be able to hear it again tonight on the General 95.9, the new 101.3, sponsored every Wednesday by Red Bones Grill in Montgomery. For the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson, I'm Mike DeCourcy. God bless and go Vikings. We'll talk to you from Jasper tomorrow night.